having scorched over 34,000 acres, it's now 37% contained. But the weather there is not good for the firefighting efforts.
I horribly regret that. Are you kidding? I've lost everything.
That's Roseanne Barr expressing regret as she breaks down during a podcast interview over the weekend over the racist tweet she sent out last month, which led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot by ABC.
And I regretted it before I lost everything. And I said to God, I am willing to accept whatever consequences this brings.
Barr saying she's lost everything and now is nothing but a, quote, hate magnet. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The second man to walk on the moon is now suing his children and family foundation, Buzz Aldrin, claiming that they've been taking advantage of his trust and finances. The 88-year-old former astronaut accusing his kids of slandering him, telling people he has dementia, and working to undermine romantic relationships. Gasoline prices continuing to decline across most states. The national average down about 6 cents a gallon over a week to just above $2.83 now. Here's our John Clemens with more.
Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Michigan fell 15 cents on average, Indiana down 13 cents, Ohio fell an average of 7 cents. So some of the largest decreases were seen in the Great Lakes. About 49 of the nation's 50 states saw declines in the last week.
Wyoming was the only state with an increase, up by 4 cents a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
And if you grew up listening to the radio in the 60s and 70s and 80s in New York City, you'll remember this guy.
Big Dad, proud to be with you. 70 cloudy WABC degrees in New York town.
The legendary Dan Ingram, who spent decades on New York's WABC, jocking the Dan Ingram mess, as he called it, has passed away at 83. Find us online at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
The weather for today, a high of 80. Tonight we can look forward to a low of 55. We've got partial sunshine all day. Tuesday, it's going to be 79 degrees of high, 69 low. Get your car washed. It's going to be sunny to partly cloudy. Real nice day. Wednesday,
72 degrees, partly cloudy skies, no rain.
79 of high and 68 is low. And then we've got some clouds coming in that day. We have a little sun, but then we see some clouds.
15 miles an hour, partly cloudy skies and a low 54, winds light and variable. For tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow with near 80 degrees, winds light and variable. Rain and showers with overcast skies on Wednesday, a high of 81, chance of rain 40.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
It seems to leave this troubled world behind. If I'm feeling down blue or troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time.
All right, well, that we were off to an exciting start there. Okay, so welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeConte and Deb Hill filling in for Brooke Sellis for the summer. Two women on a mission to support ladies in the workplace, climbing the corporate ladder, or looking to be the girl boss of their own company. With a combined 10 years of being girl bosses, they'll lend insight to what it's like to be a woman leading the way at work today and answer your burning questions about being a girl boss.
Hey, Deb.
Hey, Devin.
What's that exciting start? So what happened, I guess, was...
Everyone needs the weather more than once, I think.
Absolutely. Well, especially twice at once.
At the same time.
The prior show's recording started to run into hours, so you kind of got a little double whammy on the morning show.
Yeah, I'm sure that was exciting for all of you out there. Just the way to start it off for the
Needless
summer.
Needless to say, yeah, this is mine and Deb's first show together, so it's just going to get better from here, guys. Nothing to worry about there. And we have an amazing guest here that got to witness all of that, which is slightly embarrassing. But Deb, do you want to go ahead with the introduction there?
This is my friend Karen Shankoff. Karen owns two places on Main Street in Flemington. Sage is a store on Main Street that deals with a lot of home goods and gifts for things like baby showers and bridal showers and lots of really great summer wear at this moment, and beautiful tableware and great things for on-the-go people like us girl bosses. So it's a wonderful place. Also, Attachments in Flemington is... a wonderful place to get any kind of thing from, you know, if you don't have a real high budget, you can still look totally awesome. Jewelry and wonderful things. Karen, how about you tell us a little bit about your stores?
So, I opened up Attachments, 17 years ago is when Attachments was started.
And all right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
But it started as... It was really a project between two sisters. And if you go on my website, which is attachmentsnj.com, you can see the story of how the two sisters started, which my sister, who lives in Connecticut, was working in a jewelry store at the time. Aww. And selling these Italian charm bracelets. I don't know if you remember the Italian charm bracelets where you would take a link off and add a link on that had a story or a meaning.
Yes.
Do you remember the nomination bracelets?
Uh-huh.
So she called me.
That was a while ago.
Oh, we're going back.
Sorry.
A good 17 years ago. And I was teaching at the time, and she called me up, and she said, "This woman here in Connecticut is killing it with these bracelets." She said, "Flemington is virgin territory. We've got to do this. We've got to go into business together and start selling these bracelets." And I said, "Okay." And 2 weeks later, we were able to go into a company, a brand that had the home party version. So I had a couple of my friends and a couple of the parents whose children I was
like
teaching.
Home parties.
Home parties.
The house. And
right.
So, okay.
Right.
Okay.
So it just started as that.
Oh, my gosh.
And the funny thing
is...
So
you didn't have a storefront yet at that
point? No. Oh, okay. There was no storefront. We didn't even know if this was going to last. So my sister packed her bags from Connecticut. She needed to do something a little extra, financially. And we thought, okay, let's try this out.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of... parents and a couple of friends started out with a home party, And the funny thing is, we didn't know what to call the business at first. But if you know the anybody who knows the bracelets, you have to attach the links.
Oh, so that's how the name
Came up with the name Attachments, and I said, oh, why don't we call it Attachments? Because you have to attach these links.
Uh-huh.
And as sisters, we're totally attached to one another. So that's how the name Attachments was born. It's a great name. And the funny part about it, really this is a funny story, is because we were doing home parties,
mm-hmm.
and of course it's the beginning, so you learn by your mistakes.
Don't we all?
We do. So we were going to these parties, and we were taking charge cards from customers. We had a credit card machine. But we would be getting phone calls from a lot of men wanting to know what is Attachments, because they thought that their wives like a dating service. So that mistake...
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we turned... So then when we went to a party, the first thing I would say to anybody is, if you're going to listen to anything I have to say tonight... Just remember the name of our store is called, our business is called Attachments. So when your husband gets the bill and sees Attachments, he doesn't wonder what's going on here. So
what kind of parties are you having?
And this is not a dating service. I said, if you don't want to hear anything else we have to say, just remember the name Attachments. Because we started doing corporate buildings. And when you're not a storefront and somebody literally does not remember who you are, they'll start questioning the charges.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a lot of that at the beginning. So we were very, very clear on making sure that everybody knew that their charge card statement said Attachments. And
aww.
That we used to laugh all the time. So we started with these parties. And of course, nothing lasts forever. So we decided that we'd start adding some costume jewelry. And we would go to wholesalers and pick up bracelets, necklaces, earrings. We also were... bringing in pocketbooks. And what went from carrying one bag to a party when we first started, and we were so proud of ourselves that we would walk into a party with one bag, roll out our charms, take orders, and it was so easy. We now started filling up my expedition with boxes and boxes and boxes of displays and jewelry and pocketbooks and going around to home parties and corporate buildings. And it was tough. And people actually wanted more. You know, when we were done with the party, people wanted more stuff. So they'd come to my house, I'd bring it from the car, I'd put it on the counter. And that's when I realized this is way too much work. I need a storefront. And that's pretty much how Attachments was born on Main Street.
That's great.
We waited a very long time for the location, but we were in the old egg auction for 2.5 years, and then on Main Street... In the old Wachovia Security building for another year and a half. And 4 years after I took my location now, we opened up our doors. And it was awesome. And just really another funny little thing is we just figured we'd keep doing the parties. And people, I didn't think because it's, you know, Main Street Flemington wasn't this crazy town that we would... really house our stuff there, but continue to do the party. So I thought I was going to be able to put a Mahjong table in the store and play Mahjong every day with my friends.
Not quite. You didn't think you were going to be busy.
I didn't think I was going to be busy on Main Street here.
Wow.
And so I had this whole Mahjong table planned, you know, like where my friends would come, we'd play Mahjong. And then if a customer came in, boy, was I wrong. Never got the Mahjong table.
Well, hey, Karen, on that note, that's a fantastic story. We are going to step away to our first commercial break, but we'll be right back with to hear more.
Okay.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
There's something in the way she moves, or looks my way, or calls my name.
It seems to, and we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeConte and Deb Hill, filling in for Brooke Sellis. Two wild and crazy ladies who are navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, a.k.a. being the boss. We're here with Karen Shankup of Sage and Attachments, and we were finding out how it all began.
And we just finished up a great story on the first store, Attachments, and we have a whole nother store.
We have another whole store. Call me crazy.
It's so amazing what you've done. And, I mean, we were just in your second store, Sage, and it's beautiful. You've done, I mean, from everything, not only from what you're selecting to be in the store, but the way it's displayed. And, I mean, it's...
Thank you.
You've done a very nice job.
Thank you. I have great, great employees.
Yeah, you do. They're amazing. That's one of the things I hear about your stores in general, is your people are amazing. They're so... personal. They remember you as a client. They remember what you bought last time. They know how to add to it.
Well, that's part of being the girl boss.
It's like having a private, personal concierge. Somebody that, I remember you needed this for your mom, and how's she doing, and what's going on now. Just amazing.
I just feel
life events, everything.
It's so different today than it was years ago. I mean, I used to go into a Lord & Taylor or a department store, and there were salespeople helping you. Now you have to rummage through racks that are terrible, and you can't find merchandise. And I never, ever thought I would have not only one store, but two stores. And I always said, if I ever had a store, I would do it so differently than everybody else. I would do it my way. And I'm able to do that. And one of the things that's my way is... I demand, and I'm really not a boss. That's not my personality. I'm not a boss. I hate directing people, telling them what to do, but there are a couple of things that you have to do at my store. Number one is you have to show up on time, because if we say you're going to be open, that store has to be open. And number two, you have to treat every single person so kindly and really be genuine with them. And I think we've really mastered that. So we're proud of that.
I would say from the treatment that we received when we walked in there.
That must have been Gretchen.
She's
crazy.
She's amazing.
Gretchen is hysterical. And she does really all my merchandising. I have to say, I'd like to take the credit for merchandising, but I really have to give that up to Gretchen. She is so talented. Yeah, she is so talented.
She is.
As is my daughter in Attachments, who does all the merchandising there.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow. Jenna's amazing.
She's pretty talented as well.
Yeah. And so what are the hours on these stores? Are we going to have time to run down to Attachments after this?
Absolutely. So they're seven
this
days
time
a week.
With my wallet?
My stores are open 7 days
a
week, which is, it's hard juggling. That's one of the hardest things about being in business is the employee hours and making sure everybody's there on time and opening up and you know, things happen. People get sick. Something happens.
Okay. Well, that's committing yourself. I mean, even if you're not in the store every day, but anytime there's a fire drill or an emergency, they're calling you, right?
Oh, my God. I'm like a doctor on call. I really am. My phone is always with me. And I say to people, if you want to spend the day with me, because I never put myself on the schedule anymore because I know better than to do that. There's too many things that come up during the day.
Yeah,
so at least I
really
can pop in, do what I have to do, but there's always somebody at the register or, you know, I can trust me when I tell you this. There's always a problem. And they get solved and nobody would know it, you know, but...
Perfect.
That's actually how I got one of my employees, Dana. Do you know Dana?
Yes.
Yeah. One of my, you know, they're all star employees, but a couple of years ago, Dana was in high school at the time, and I must have gotten a text or a call that a worker couldn't come in, and I had my mini meltdown, which was, oh, gosh, you know, now what am I going to do? And there was a brand new customer standing at the counter. And she said, I don't mean to eavesdrop, but I have a daughter that's looking for a job. And my first reaction is, okay, when somebody has to go pushing their daughter, this can't be good. You know, this can't be good. You know,
it's iffy.
And I hesitated to say send her in because I don't like to hurt anybody, and I always find something wonderful and special in everybody. So I thought, okay, bring her in, but I'm going to have to figure out a way how to say no if it's not the right fit. Well, Dana walked in, and just to let you know, it's probably 5 years later. Dana is in college, still doing all the scheduling for the girls.
Oh, my goodness.
Dana is the one who, with my daughter Jenna, created our website.
Right.
Dana is the one who, when she graduates college, wants to come back and work full-time with us and take this store to another level with my daughter Jenna, who, you know,
that's
is the
incredible.
Two. And the two of them together, I and Dana's sister Zaina actually started working when she got into high school, and when I text the girls, it's called Attachments Family, and we just do an Attachments Family text, and everybody gets it. We are truly like one big family.
I love that. That's the office I work in. We're the same way, and that's my favorite part about working where I do is, I mean, we all are so close that we know, you know, birthdays, everything. We're together. I mean, 50 hours a week,
and
probably.
It's so important.
It really is. It really is. Just for that camaraderie, you know, in that inner office. You feel good when you go into work.
We do a lot of team building things as well. So, you know, I take the girls out, and we do lots of special things.
I think creating that relationship makes all the difference in the end result for your customers. It really does. You get to see... they'll return more often. They can tell...
They trust you.
...the type of relationship that you have... with your employees, you can feel it. It just pervades the whole establishment.
But they also, they have to trust you and you know, feel confident when they come into the store because they're spending money. And everybody, nobody wants to walk out somewhere and feel like, oh, just, like, why did I do that? Why did I spend all that money? They pushed me into it. We're just not like that at all.
Right.
We really, really want you to feel like what you got you love, and you're just so happy that you did.
That is good. You guys are so good with that. When I feel I'm a little unsure, I come out in something, and you guys will tell me if I look bad in it or good in it. You're like, you know, they're not going to say, oh, you look great in it if you don't look great in it.
But, you know, the other thing is, Deb, and this is really how we are there, I shop with customers in mind, especially the customers. So this wonderful customer, Gina, came in last week, and I looked at her, and I said, Gina, I have a dress that I bought with your name on it. Because when I was buying it,
I was
like...
Is it that red one?
No, it was the black lissé dress with the... It was like a little bit of a swing dress.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to go to that dress station to take a look for
it. Yeah, I didn't bring my wallet. I was upset about that.
And you know what? She went in the dressing room, and boom, she walked out with it. Because I knew that that dress would look great on her. And when I purchased it with her in mind. So when she walked in... I was like, you got to try this. And she loved it because I just know how... We know how to fit body types.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's so important. That's something as an entrepreneur to know your customer really, really well.
That
and
we
provide
do.
For them the service and products that you know they're going to want.
And
I
so
really
broad.
Appreciate that.
We're so broad. We do, you know, not only do we sell clothes, but baby gifts, But we do lots of the corporate gifts. We do, I do closing gifts for realtors. So I personally deliver those gifts to people's houses.
Good to know.
Yes, it really is, because I do this all the time. We wrap, you know, they
you
give me a price.
Stuff
and I, you tell me a little about the person, and I wrap up a basket. I call them. I deliver it with a note from the realtor. And it's a win-win. And everybody loves it.
Like a coffee to go basket or a wine for two basket.
Absolutely.
Oh, awesome. So I have a closing on July 10th.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to give you a call. I love these.
I would love that.
They're in their 70s, and they're just the sweetest couple ever. Nice. They're so much. We talk every day.
And whatever it is that you, whatever you want to spend, Deb knows.
Yes.
We absolutely have it. You know, it could be two mugs. It could be an oil and vinegar. It could be a whole basket that I get from one realtor at our BNI group, who is very, very generous with his gifts. And I present it beautifully, and I literally hand deliver them.
Wow, that's amazing.
You don't get that anymore.
No, Karen.
You get broken things in the mail all the time that have to go back.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I think it's amazing that you make that a priority and make it happen.
I'm a little old-fashioned in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but
can we jump back to we started attachments and that was up and running, and then you were talking about I'm completely changing subject to where we were. You went to New York and started.
So what happened was,
yeah.
I mean, let's face it, Flemington's my town. I love it, but it's
born and raised here.
No. I'm a New Yorker, honey. That's where I get
You're
all my
a little
gusto.
New York in this.
I am a New Yorker. Let's not forget that. But born and raised.
Flemington's adopted you.
Flemington's adopted me. They put up with me. Let's put it that way. And so I opened up this attachments again as a fluke. And a couple of years later, like 5 or 6 years later, I just thought the town just wasn't, there wasn't enough going on. So I thought, maybe I'll just, for the holidays, do like a pop-up store, right? So attachments is at the south end of town. Maybe I would do something at the north end of town. So it would give people at the other end a place to go.
Okay.
So this one location, actually, that I used to be in down the street on the northern side, it was becoming available. And I only wanted to do it for Christmas. So the landlord said, well, I'll tell you what, you can have this location, but you have to give me a year. I said, okay, because I was going to call it attachments too, just for the for the holidays. But now that I was opening up for a year, I thought, I better give it a different name. So we came up with the name Sage. Didn't know what I was going to sell yet, but came up with the name Sage. I do everything a little backwards. And I'm not dyslexic, but I do things backwards. And then I called my sister and I said, give me, help me out here. Sage is, the color is green. Tell me something that I can, base this store off of. And she says, Sage, S-A-G-E, seeking a greener environment.
Oh.
So I said, perfect. We'll start carrying some antiques and eco-friendly and more green things.
Okay.
And that's how Sage was born. But what happened was, at that time when I started to think about Sage, which was October, my cousin also put this thought in my head to go to Union Square and open up a booth for 6 weeks.
At the same time. Oh, my goodness.
So my sister came to open up Sage while I traveled New York, and we opened up a fair trade. Have you ever been to Union Square in New York during the holiday?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And at that time, we built out this adorable little booth, and we were selling only these stuffed animals from Kenya that were woven on bicycle wheels and dyed with plants and flowers, and the Zulu grass, which was all made by the Maasai tribe in Kenya, and beautiful jewelry made out of grass. Fabulous.
Oh, my goodness.
So I did that. My sister opened Sage, and I, and then I had my girls at attachments, and I went to New York for 6 weeks.
Six weeks. Did you stay in the city, or did you come home?
I went back and forth. It wasn't until the year after that I opened up. So when one of my Troll Beads rep, she got a hold that I was in Union Square, so she calls me up and she said, I want you to take Troll Beads to Union Square. I said, no, you don't understand. You can't take Troll Beads, which is like a Pandora type
you had to have
company,
boxes.
To,
boxes.
Well, no. You can't go to Union Square. That's more the farmer market, the eco-friendly. You got to go to Bryant Park. It's very upscale at Bryant Park. So we ran into New York. This was in, I don't know, September or whatever. We run into New York. And we do this whole PowerPoint presentation with the owner there.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, my daughter was getting married on November 5th.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
5 days before my daughter's wedding, I open up this magnificent booth in Bryant Park selling very, very expensive troll beads in this plexiglass booth.
Which I love.
11 weeks there. And that I stayed in like 6 days a week, and I barely came home. So I had my girls working the two stores, and now I was in Bryant Park, and my husband and Jen and my daughter came on the weekends. It was awesome.
What time period
wow.
is this all in?
Christmas.
So, but like, you did this.
I did this
Park,
the end of
Union
October.
Union Square and Sage in...
1 year apart. So Sage,
oh, okay.
Sage
oh,
opened up. Sage opened up at the same time I did Bryant
okay.
Union Square. The following year, Troll Beads in Bryant Park opened up 5 days before my daughter's wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was a huge wedding. So it was, I don't know how I did it.
That was something.
But it was fun. Oh, my God. It's like my bucket list.
What was your favorite part?
We call you a girl boss.
What was your favorite part about it?
At Bryant Park?
About opening all these stores and everything. What makes you keep doing it and doing more?
I just have a lot of passion and a lot of drive, and when I'm not a planner, so you're never going to get me to sit and think about doing something like in the future. It's got to be impulsive for me. I have to feel it. And if we have a second, do you have to go to commercial, or you have another?
Nope, we're good.
Okay. So what happened with Sage is I had no plans on moving Sage. I was in my location. I was done. Mm. And the landlord at Sage came to me and said, you always wanted more space. There was a store there that just wasn't really doing that well, and he knew that she was going to be leaving, and he wanted to fill the spot. And he came to me and said, you always wanted more space. Would you like to take the store? And I just said, well, let me come look at it. And I walk in, and I look to the left. I look to the right. I look to the back. I said, okay. I said, the only thing I have to do is look and see when my lease is up on the Sage that I'm in now, because I won't break a lease. You know, I'm pretty true to the people I commit to.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull up my lease. I go to my email. I pull up my lease. And I said, this was in July. And I said, well, I think it can work. My lease is up December 1st.
Oh my gosh.
So he let me come in September and October to build it out. And then by December, I was pulled, you know, like by December 1st, I was pulled out of Sage, the old Sage. I was in the new Sage. It was a very bad year, though. My dad got sick. It was.
Yeah, that's right.
I was building and I was renovating a kitchen that had been 10 months planned to do that. So I have to say, I wouldn't recommend building, you know, renovating a kitchen, building, packing up an old store, moving to a new store, and then your father gets sick. It was. But I did it. I did it.
You lived through it.
I lived through it. It was tough, but I lived through it.
And we all know not to do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
So, you said you have a lot of passion. What drives that passion, though, for you? Is it the fact that you're a customer? I mean, is it those people?
Well, I'm a people person. I mean, let's face it. I love people, and I truly love making people happy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I can put a smile on somebody's face, or, you know, people would come into my store, forget even buying the jewelry. They just needed to come in and talk to us. We're fine with that. Like, it doesn't have to be about the sale that day. It has to be about the person just feeling like they have a safe place, a comfortable place to come to. I mean, we have literally put people on a chair in our office and brought them water, and,
oh,
you know. So it's just a very safe, comfortable place for people.
I think you really hit the nail on the head with that, because we both just walked in there prior to the show, because I haven't seen it. I wanted to go in there and take a look, and I didn't buy anything, but I felt so comfortable going in there, looking at stuff. There was just no pressure, and I'm going to go back now because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just a good feeling when I walked into your store.
And you know what?
Right,
everybody has a different personality in the store, so you're going to get Gretchen, who is very much like me, like, you know, driven, like, and really gets excited when you can talk to people.
She's
and,
truly happy.
Oh,
about
she's
it,
she
That's
loves
wonderful.
It there. You go into attachments. My daughter's the same way. And then we have employees that are just as not as excitable, but so kind and so good at what they. You know, there's a lot of moving parts to this business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where Gretchen is better at selling, I have girls that are better at the paperwork and the, you know, the emails and the pricing and, you know, there's really a job for everybody in that store. So you have to, we are such a great mix in both stores.
You've created a good balance.
It's a great balance. It really is a great balance. And one of the things, one of the reasons I wanted to open up Sage is because I'm into these beautiful, pure essential oils. So I built, did you see my essential oil bar in the back?
I did.
We teach classes there weekly. I had such a headache before I came today, and I put my frankincense and peppermint on my head. Because I won't take any Advil anymore, but I rolled it on my head, and I'm fine now. And that's what I love to, again, teach people about the things that I truly love and believe in.
So when are these classes? Because I'm really excited to learn.
They're every, I think there's one this Thursday night, but if you go on the website, you can find the calendar and sign up. And we do private, so if those days didn't work for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's the idea. You come into the oil bar, and there's always going to be somebody to talk to you about
it. Yeah, okay. Can you build something at the oil bar that you purchase and take home with you?
We sell oil by the drop, so you can come in and, we can make you a bug spray. We can make you a headache relief. We can make you a throat spray. We can do anything.
Do you do like linen sprays?
Oh, totally. Liquid Xanax.
You do. Please.
There's one called Liquid Xanax. Absolutely. For the vegetable spray. So, you spray your fruit and vegetables, cleaners. Oh, everything. And these are truly the purest, purest, purest essential oils. Mm-hmm. You have to know what you're doing. You cannot buy essential oils that you don't know where they come from. You don't know if they're sprayed with chemicals. You know, ours you can ingest. So, there's a lot to learn and a lot to know. No two oils are created equal.
Yes.
That's a really good tip. Yeah. So go and check out Sage if you ever need any.
Oh, it's such a great store.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
I love them both.
Same.
So what's your biggest challenge, do you think, obstacles that you've overcome, challenges in general?
I don't have any challenges in the stores, like as far as, you know, we opened up two in a recession. I think we're really great holding our own. You know, that's not my challenge because I really believe you run your business right and people will come. It doesn't matter where we are, people will come. My challenge is just getting everybody on the same page with scheduling and, you know, the computer is always going out and there's always a problem with that and somebody's at the register and
the minutia.
You know, you order something for somebody and it doesn't come in on time because you planned it, but things get sent to a different Sage in Connecticut, you know, like... No, you have no idea. Those are my challenges. Those are the things that physically make me... crazy because I am really on top of my game and I dot every I and I cross every T and I think we run a very professional business, but some of the stuff is out of your control.
Absolutely. Yeah. In life, there's always something.
There's just something, right. And people though are so understanding because they know how hard we work for them.
We breed that type of environment.
I think so. I agree. Yeah. People really don't get upset with us because we're pretty understanding.
Honest. By the time they've gotten to the purchase with you, they've built a relationship with you that they can trust that if there's an issue, you're going to tell them and you're going to remediate it and it's going to be fine.
We're pretty good.
You know?
For the most part, we're pretty good. I mean, I don't think we're perfect. Like, I don't think anybody's perfect.
We would hope not.
I think we are really on our game.
Yeah. Perfect is hard to follow.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Yeah, perfect is boring. That's right.
That's right.
So,
you wanted to talk about Queen for a Night?
I did. Now, you had a large event this past weekend.
Yes, it's our fourth annual Queen for a Night.
And what is it?
So, again, being on Main Street, you have to be creative. You have to step outside your box. You cannot sit and just wait for walk-in traffic when there's not a lot of traffic. So you have to be creative. And we do tons and tons of events, but this one popped into my, and things pop into my head, like at the most random moment. It's, again, it's not something I think about, plan for a long time. It pops into my head and I just do it. So I thought, wow, how much fun would it be to get business people? It started with our BNI group, actually. Like, I brought our BNI group into this. That was my first year.
Okay.
And then I had invited, the Grill Shack was open at the time.
For the listeners that don't know what BNI is.
It's a business networking group where you lock out your competition by joining. You are going to, like, there's one realtor, one retailer like me, one person like Deb who does
the web consulting.
The web consulting.
Referral business.
It's based on referrals. Networking. That's right. Brooke used to be in our group, actually.
It's international, and there are chapters all
business
over the
plan.
World.
Where is that? Flemington?
The Elks.
Okay. I'm at the one
Tuesdays.
Down in Clinton right now.
Oh, okay. So you're in one as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So anyway.
It's great.
So I thought, let's get to know the business people in our community. But I've done so many events and so many shows where you set up a table. You literally, for me, it takes me 2-3 hours to set up tedious, you know, tiny jewelry pieces. And we do well, but people will walk by your table and just pass you by. Mm. So I wanted to do an event that you were a captive audience, that nobody could walk past you. So the first year we didn't do it as a fundraiser because right after you do it the first time, then you get better at it the second and then the third.
Sure.
So the first year we just did it where I had like 8 or 9 businesses set up in attachments, and we all donated gifts, and I put it in a basket. And what you had to do is you were given an itinerary, and you had to go to every business and talk to them about what they do. And you couldn't be eligible to win the basket for Queen for a Night until you spoke to those businesses, and they would have to sign off. So once your sheet was filled, you could fold it up, put it in the basket, into, you know, a box. And then we pulled one winner, and that was the first year, and it was awesome, and I was so excited. I had 50 people in my store, you know, and it was
great.
Like, this is so great. And then I decided to do it the year after, and then Grill Shack became, I'm not sure if they did it the first year or the second year, but anyway, we made it a little bit bigger. Sage was down the street, so I didn't include Sage. But the last week, we had our fourth annual. We had about 150 women.
Oh, my gosh.
We raised... then we decided that how we're going to do charity. The person who gets crowned queen gets to pick the local charity. So she picks Safe Harbor. So you have to come. You give a suggested donation of $10 or more. And then there's... People are raffling off things throughout the night, but with $10, you're getting food from Bluefish Grill, wine, gifts from all the businesses, because you have to stop at every business, and they give you a little something, whether it's a coupon or a mug. I gave really gorgeous earrings out to everybody who came.
Oh, darn, I wish I could.
It was great. And then, but you couldn't put your paper into the box until you went to every single business and talked to everybody. And I say to people, this is your golden opportunity. I can't sell your business. So you have to decide how, in a few minutes, you're going to give the best information about what you do so people will use you. And that's what we did. We had, oh, my God, it was a glorious night. Deb's son, Max, this is the second year he has played.
Yeah.
And
he plays sax.
And
he brought Miles,
cool.
who played, Max and Miles, they play sax. Miles does keyboard and sax. And
oh, my God, they're just amazing.
Yeah, their friend, great. I'm sorry, I don't remember the friend's name, playing the drums this year. Really fabulous trio.
Fabulous,
really
fabulous,
nice.
Fabulous. People were so happy. We raised $1,600 for Safe Harbor. And for $10, we raised money.
Yeah.
They got to eat. They got to drink. They got prizes. And then I raffled off so many things from attachments and Sage. And then... We picked one person, and a 92-year-old woman won the basket. We put a crown on her. She was crying.
My God, that's so
great. I have the pictures after. I'll show them to you. It was so awesome.
Well, we'll definitely post a couple. Can we post a couple on our page,
too,
for the
totally.
Listeners to check it out?
Okay. Absolutely.
And now, this is annual. So
is annual, and it's getting bigger and bigger. And
I want to go. How do I go?
So how you go is because we're very big into social media, and Dana, who I was telling you about before, she's my social media girl, so she goes on all the pages. She does all my emails. And all you have to do is you have to RSVP so we know who's – people walk in at the end. But we want to make sure we have enough gifts and a bag for everybody. And all you do is you sign up and you just show up. And you have to, your obligation that night is to just listen, get to know the people in town. So that's all your obligation is.
Would there be a link on your social media page?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll make sure that we connect our page to your page.
Totally.
So it's very easy to people for people to access. What's the name of it, the page?
Attach my website?
Where am I going to go to for next year to RSVP?
Well, it'll be on all the on our website and our emails, on Facebook, on Instagram.
It's definitely out there.
It's out there. We had 180 people sign up. Of course, people drop off because we don't take money in advance. People, you know, they drop off. But we had about 150 people.
But I think getting on your email newsletter list is really crucial.
I think so.
Her email is amazing. It keeps us up on all sorts of important things going on in the area. That's really, really fast,
great.
Too. It's just really quick read.
I'm trying to do that same
thing. We're very community-minded, and it's not just about us. That's the thing I think that people like. It's just not about us all the time. I had a customer who was going, who had cancer, and she said, could you send an email and ask for prayers? And that's what my mom was doing my emails for years until she got sick, and we put it out there. We're asking for prayers for our customers. So our emails aren't just about us.
So cool. Yeah. That's great. That's really great. A wonderful note. We're going to take a quick break real quick, but we'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
To me, the words are nice, the way they sound. I'd like to hear them best that way. It doesn't much matter what they mean. What she says, they're mostly just calm me down.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with me and my co-host, Devin. Today, we're talking all things sage and attachments with Karen Shankoff. So, Karen, I wanted to ask you, for the new female entrepreneurs out there, what encouragements would you give them?
First of all, today I think it's a lot easier because, you know, you have to remember I come from a totally different generation, and starting a business, you know, you could be a little insecure, a little unsure. But I think women today are just more confident, and I think that they have so many more opportunities than women did years ago, right? So my suggestion would be, which is exactly what I did, and it probably doesn't work for everybody, but don't dilly-dally so much on getting all your information and having enough money. And I started with nothing. I literally just did it. And I don't think it's the planning that totally makes you successful. I'm not saying don't do that, but I really just think that if you have it in you and you have that drive and you have that passion, just do it.
Because take action.
Just take action, because your passion, your drive, your love for what you do is really going to be your best-selling feature. It's not going to be anything else. It's not going to be how you decorate, although decorating is great. You know, it's really going to be your passion and your drive that is going to make you successful. And people are like magnets. They become attracted to that. So
yes, it's very attractive when your attitude is right in line with your passion.
It's all attitude, and you know, just feel confident that you can do it. If you love it, you will do it. And that's my advice. I know most people probably wouldn't take that advice, but that's what worked for me. And 17 years later, I literally have so many people. Could you open up a store in Westfield? Could you open up a store in Doylestown? Could you come to Clinton? Can you come? My family will kill me. I'm going on my third grandchild, and my daughter, like, you know,
wow.
I have to make time for babysitting, so.
Oh, yeah, that is special. It's a good time in life.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to
honest,
it.
Honest, and your passion shines through, and I think it's that simple.
Don't dilly-dally with so much of the, you know, the back stuff. Just
getting stuck on the
job. Just jump in. Dive in, and do it. I think it's the easiest way.
And learn from your mistakes.
Learn from your mistakes.
Making mistakes are fine. We did it this afternoon.
Right. Don't doubt everything you do. Don't question it. I'm not a pencil and paper kind of a person.
Mm-hmm.
I am just a jump in. You know, you don't wean me into it. You just do it.
Dive in, deep end.
Dive in.
Learn how to swim.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's great. Thanks. Yeah.
So
we're looking forward to
almost to the end of our
that.
Show. Do you want to give us a quick recap of your businesses, what you guys carry, and contact information, hours, et cetera?
Love that. Okay. So Attachments and Sage are both open 7 days a week. And in the summer, our hours are a little extended because when there's a car show,
That's
we stay
great.
Open. Thursday nights, we're open. During the flea market, you know, the flea market that they're now doing in town, we open at 9 on those days. So really when there's something going on in town, we're open. But we're always open during the year, 7 days a week. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, usually 10 to 6. Thursday, 10 to 8. Saturday, 10 to 6. Sunday, 12 to 5. But,
wow.
Oh, no, we're there. We have real hours. That's the other thing, folks. If you want to have a successful business, you got to be available. You can't put a hours on your door and then not open when it says that you're going to open, or take 2 days off and not tell anybody. People make time to come see us. We have to be there for them. And there are people waiting at our door many times at 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
and if we close at 6 and somebody comes, we reopen and we let them in. I don't want anybody to miss out on our great stuff. Some of the great things that we carry. So at Attachments, we have a whole Alex and Ani shop. So if you come in, there's an Alex and Ani shopping shop. We also now carry Stella Val, the two sisters that went to Hunterdon Central High School that were Shark Tank successes.
That's amazing.
And they're wonderful. And I was actually one of their first stores that ever started with their product probably about 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We carry Troll Beads, which...
Yay.
Is still, I have to tell
beads.
You every
Sorry,
day
I
people
love
are still
them.
Love Troll Beads.
Yeah.
We carry
each
an amazing
one handmade. Oh.
Each one handmade, a little story. Uno de 50, which is from Spain, and I've been carrying that for years, but now we're very heavily into it. It actually has a spot right up front.
Mm.
And Frida Rothman, beautiful, delicate jewelry, very fine, looks like diamonds, you know, a little bit more upscale. Could be a little on the pricey side, but really a nice gift for a man who's looking for a beautiful gift for his wife. We do a lot of things with diamonds, but a lot of special orders. Yeah.
Hey, honey.
We actually, I just sold a engagement. We do engagement rings, but I have a guy who I don't know enough about diamonds, but I have a guy who is an amazing diamond guy, and he takes over. So, you know, I have great connections with that.
Great.
Oh, we carry Rebecca Minkoff handbags at attachments. We do in-store parties. In-store parties where you host a party, we create the Evite, we send it out to your list, you come, we have the food, we have the drink, and at the end of the night, you could put it towards a fundraiser or merchandise for yourself, and that's terrific.
Wouldn't that be a great, bridal oh, yes. What do they call it? Bachelorette, yes. Party now.
We've
right?
done that. We've night. Done birthday parties where they go for lunch, and then they come into our store, and,
oh, yeah.
and they... buy the birthday girl all her
genius.
Gifts.
Oh, yeah, that is.
And we have
genius.
One fabulous customer who every year the husband sets a day. He brings champagne, I bring the food, and about eight of his wife, mother-in-law, you know, all the immediate family comes, and they get to pick out their Christmas gift. And we do that every year.
That's
so,
and even baby showers. I mean, you carry...
Baby showers. We have a baby shower. We register for... babies, you know, for baby shower registries, and we also do bridal registries with the most beautiful Arte Italica dish. Where, you know,
that's what
dishes.
I was talking about.
Oh my God,
earlier,
this stuff is amazing. So, and then at Sage, we have our oil bar, and we're really into gift baskets. So stop in and let us make a beautiful gift basket for you. Free People, Vintage Havana. We have the greatest lines of clothing. I just picked up three or four more clothing lines. We carry shoes. I mean, it really is endless what we do.
My closing gifts are going to start to be her gift baskets, FYI. So
I hope so, because we'll make them just beautiful.
Shop local.
See, shop
that's
local.
My biggest thing is, if I'm getting anything, it has to, you know,
yes,
gift baskets
totally.
And flowers and stuff
well,
like that.
We have a new line that we say we want people, even though we do have a website, we really want people to shop more in line than online.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just the personal touch is so different.
That's wonderful.
And there is no line at your place. Even there could be people in there, and everybody's handled, and it's just wonderful. In
come
place.
Around a holiday, it gets a little.
Is there lines?
Oh, there's lines.
Yuji does the pretty woman thing with me. He throws me in a room, and they just throw clothes at me, and whatever sticks. We buy.
Yeah. But and then we have our trunk show that's coming up in October, our
I
annual
love the trunk
show. I mean, that's a clothing show that is one of my sales reps gives me all his samples. We have hundreds and hundreds of samples at cost, and he lets me sell them at cost. So that's my wholesale price. So that's going to be the first week in October, and you'll see signs all over the highway for that, too.
That's my birthday, so... Everybody out there who's
you
related to
well.
Me.
You always do well at those.
We love Sage. Yes. So.
That wraps us up for today.
Okay.
So thank you so much, Karen, for coming.
Yes, thank you for having
great
me.
Having
and
wonderful.
Thanks to my Jenna and my Gretchen for holding down the fort today so I could be here.
Yeah, we'll see you guys soon, too.
Yeah, we'll be over there in a few.
Thanks.
So thanks for joining us on Girl Boss today, everyone. Whether you're a lovely lady looking to reinforce the women's supporting women movement, or you're a man who wants to equal the playing field, we hope you've enjoyed today's chat. Mark your calendars for next week's talk, Monday at 5 p.m. on Hunterdon County Chamber Radio.
Thanks, guys.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is calling for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweets the border wall would solve the issue once and for all. Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families.
immigrants are still being detained at a number of facilities on the border. Officials from the Department of Human Health and Services say they now have set up a central location in Port Isabel to deal with unifications in Texas. They say they do know the location of all those who have been detained, but at the same time acknowledge that reunifications will take some time, in some cases even months. Officials say they have reunited around 500 families with roughly 1,800 to go. You're listening to USA Radio News.
June is Oral Health Month and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hurst has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hurst says it's important to choose the right toothpaste since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with